This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Be a catastrophic event. I'm going to have to pay this, that, the other.
Nope.
Insurance covered everything. I had the expert, the man himself, Chris McCulley, working for me. I'll do the same for you. When he comes out, let him know. I bet you heard about him on the Jason and John show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
Well, how do you get him out? To your spot? Very easy. Get you a pen or a pencil. 487-7096. That's the key. 487-7096. Give Chris and his team a call. Got a big team. And get out to, they can handle your issue and many others. And they'll take care of you quickly, promptly, all that stuff. And like we said, if you've got a small problem, he's going to let you know it is a small problem. You're going to pay the right price. Not going to try to get over on you, tell you you need a new roof when you don't. That should come with some peace of mind. There's no question about it. If you don't believe us, they're voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. That should mean something to you. If that doesn't, go check out the five-star reviews they've got on Facebook. Again, check them out. McCulley Roofing and Renovations. That number, 487-7096.
Interesting story. Now, I will preface this entire segment by saying that it is not exactly Woj we're going to be talking about here, okay?
You mean a real newsbreaker.
This journalist who wrote a story today in the New York Post is not known around the industry as being Shams or Woj or David Aldridge or anything like that. So what that basically means is he's going to be more apt to post conjecture that may be half true than, Woj or Brian Winters, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But it was still written. It was still written in the New York Post, I think, which deserves some attention here in Memphis. Anyway, it's from Mark Berman. I don't know Mark Berman, but this is what Mark Berman wrote today. Whispers in Memphis are the Grizzlies aren't yet sold on their 2018 lottery pick, 6'11", power forward slash center, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Isn't he 7'4"?
Yeah, he's now 7'3", actually. According to Mark Berman, they're concerned about his durability. In late April, Jackson made his return from an extended absence after he tore the meniscus in his left knee last August while playing in the bubble. Jackson has started just two of the last nine games he has played this season, and he has taken periodic games off for injury management. Jackson is averaging 14.6 points in 23 minutes per game.
They act like it's his decision or something, or that there's a setback, and that's why it's been a front office decision, and it looks like they're playing the entire time.
Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
The Knicks recently hired Jaren Sr. to be an assistant coach with the G League Westchester Knicks.
I mean, it's their G League team, but it's the New York Post, and they're going to run with that tie. They're going to maximize that.
Jackson Jr. is also a former CAA client of Leon Rose, and he's now with CAA's Austin Brown. So if you want to say there's a link there with the CAA.
This feels like he's stretching.
Sources also said that Knicks general manager Scott Perry loved his athleticism coming out of Michigan State as the draft's youngest player. Jackson, who threw down a vicious dunk and made 2 3-pointers in front of Knicks senior vice president William Wesley during the Knicks win in Memphis on May the 3rd, will enter the final $9.1 million year of his 4-year contract next season. If he doesn't sign an extension this fall, his future bears watching. Could Jackson play a small ball 5 role with Julius Randle?
They're not
Randle?
Letting him get to the end of that contract, are they? No.
I don't think so.
No, you don't. They're already preparing to re-sign Jaren. No way. No. And he's kind of, saying that
it seems
because they're scared of his, the that you, and that, I suppose that part's fair. You want to see him, you know, stay for an entire season. You want to see him come through this next season and play an entire year and show that you can, you know, you can handle it for an entire year. That's the thing. They're basing saying, okay, well, the questions, maybe they'd be willing to not stop. Like, stop. He's not going to be available. Right?
I think you're right.
Give me a break. This front office is in love with Jaren.
Yep, I think you're exactly
like, sure
right.
You might, sure, you got questions. Yeah, should they be? That's
well,
an interesting question.
Well, I think those are the answers to those questions might
yeah,
be different.
Brad changed up the question on me. Should they be?
I think it's a fair question.
Well, look, Jaren Jackson Jr. has, you know, every conversation about Jaren Jackson Jr. requires your imagination.
Yes.
That's the problem for me. It does. It does. It's not about what he's actually done yet. It's about what he might do in the future. What he could do in the future. It's well, like, oh, I can imagine an NBA where he's scoring 20 points a game.
I mean, let's not act like we haven't seen him shoot 40% from three for, you know, 57 games in
19-20. Right. But let's not
I mean,
also,
it's not like we haven't seen anything is my point.
Well, we've seen something.
Yeah, for his size, shooting 30, almost 40% from three, essentially, is pretty magical. Average 17.5 points that season.
But keep in mind, he was crowned as a unicorn. And he's not a unicorn. He's not unicorn status.
The whole unicorn thing has been overblown anyway. Folk called James Wiseman one, Porzingis one. What's a unicorn anymore? Because we lay all bigs that can shoot the ball decently. We call unicorns now.
Right. Well, he played, as we know, he played 58 games in his rookie
unicorn
year.
Unicorn need to play more this one. That would be that's the one thing I'll give you.
He got hurt last year in the bubble. And now, of course, this season he's only played 9 games and started 2. He's averaging 14.7 points a game, 5.4 rebounds. Look, my concerns with Jaren are that he is just never going to live up to being the player that everybody thinks he will be. Like, durability is part of that for sure. But I still think he has a lot of ways to go developmentally to become what people believe he will be. Now, he's 21 years old, and that's probably the best thing he's got going for him.
I mean, there ain't many in the league that block shots at the rate he does when healthy and shoot threes at the percentage he does when healthy at that size.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. If you wanted to say he's different than others, again, that unicorn label gets overused, but mm-hmm. there ain't many out there his size that are doing that. I'll give you that.
Right.
Now, look, to me, and we've talked about this, and it's been harped or speculated about or whatever, if the eventual goal is to have him at the five, well, you tell me when the rebounding is going to come around. Because it's one, yes, today's big can step outside and pop. There's only so many Jonas Valanciunas out there walking the earth still in the NBA. It's more of that that guy that can step out, right, be rangy, switch a little bit more on defense, that kind of thing. I get all that, but I'm not sure he's cut out for the five. Jaren has always played next to that guy, that five type, whether it's college or whatever else. Hell, wasn't it Xavier Tillman for a minute in college?
Yeah.
Anywhere else? That's sort of done that for him. If you put the responsibility on the five, that's not saying you can't go get a power forward and help him rebound, but the onus on him is to be down there, right? And let's be real. Jaren operates best floating,
mm-hmm.
you know, out on the wing, coming in from that. I mean, from what we've seen early on. Now, I say all that to say, you know, I didn't like the pick when it was made. That's documented. You know, we were in a bar when that thing was happening. What over on Highland, we did doing a thing for 19. You know, we saw the reaction
bluff,
of everybody
yeah.
for the bluff. Now, I will say, in fairness to him, he flipped me in terms of his my belief in him and what he could be.
Right.
Sure, felt a lot better about him watching him those first couple of seasons than I did on draft day. That said, number one, you got to be able to stay out there. Right now, you've already had a meniscus injury, at least when you have to have the surgery. That right now still giving Porzingis some issues, right? He has similar deal with the meniscus. So you hope he's not damaged goods, as my man Tony, one of our listeners, loves to DM me that Jaren's damaged at this point. You hope, but what I'll give you is that it's still a lot of that, right? It's hoping he's going to be that and hoping he's going to play for an entire season and hoping he's going to be a better rebounder eventually if you're going to put him at the five or wherever else. Hell, he needs to be a better rebounder as a four. So I would say this, I'm not as convinced as I once was, right? I still think the potential's there, but not as convinced as I once was that, oh, you got something super special in Jaren Jackson.
Right.
Because to be super special, you got to be out there.
Right.
John Morant got back early from the 3 weeks initially he was going to be for ankle sprain. I know big different injury. It's not the knee. But man has shown, hell, he hadn't had any rest the second half of the season. Durable. And I know it could be taken away just as fast, but John Morant's out there. Jaren Jackson hadn't been able to stay out there. That's going to be an issue if you're going to be a superstar, John.
It is.
So, that part is a fair question.
Durability is a piece of it.
But this idea
is a piece of it.
This idea that the Grizzlies are so doubtful on him, like right. They're going to let him get to the end of his contract, you just be able to plug. Man, please.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way the Grizzlies are not going to not extend him. Right? I mean, there's just absolutely no way.
Look at the way they've handled him.
Yeah, there is absolutely. So,
and coming back from this injury.
So that
like a piece of gold.
It's a fantastical idea because everything they've done and every decision that they've made has been based in Ja and Jaren, right? It's all been about building a roster around Ja and Jaren. That is not going to change right now because they still feel like, well, we haven't even really seen it. You know, we haven't even really seen a full year of it. We haven't had 2, 3, 4 years of it. Let's see what that looks like before we make a decision on, is this going to be viable? He's going to be in Memphis, you know, for the next 4 to 5 years, or at least he'll have a contract that goes into the next 4 to 5 years. Is he an all-star? No. I mean, he's just not. Now he's got to get healthy. But I that's why I always said, to me, there was a very clear line between Ja and Jaren. Ja is a superstar. Jaren is not.
I still think
Jaren is not a superstar.
You get them on the floor together, you could have a hell of a two-man game with
yes,
that pick and
agreed.
Roll, his ability to step out and pop.
Agreed.
I know it's if he can stay healthy, and it's if they can ever be on the floor together for, you know, an entire season.
Yes.
But you still got to feel with his skill level, that could be an elite pick and roll combination.
If you can
be an elite pick and roll combination, particularly in an aging West. That can be still be a big thing for you. I'm not.
No, Jaren's a really good player.
I cannot sit here and rule him out that he could still be the star that I know the franchise and Kleiman think that he is.
I mean, he could be, but
damn, he definitely has to prove it.
You can't. He's not crowned yet.
First, staying on the floor.
Like it's always been like the thing about John Jaren. Well, for me, it's just mostly Ja. For me, it's Ja. He's the face of the franchise. He's the guy
that's weird because you loved him when they took him.
It flipped.
I didn't like it when they took him.
Yeah, I have sort of
flipped.
Look, it's all about context. It's how you contextualize.
Well, yours is mostly
Jaren.
They hadn't stayed out there. You got to be.
I always resisted sort of the fact that he was the face of the franchise. I don't think Jaren is the face of the franchise. Ja is the face of the franchise.
That ended when Ja got drafted. Very quickly. You saw how fast those veterans fell in behind them. The dude's the face. That doesn't have much to do with this, though. You can still be, you know, 1-1 and 1-B in this situation.
Right.
Doesn't have to be the face. He's not a threat to Ja.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint.
And think about this Jaren and his dad thing. I mean, this isn't college basketball, right?
That felt like a stretch. It's an assistant for their G League team, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, all right, my dad's with the Knicks. I'm going to go join the Knicks. You know, that's just the Grizzlies
that's
are going to extend Jaren Jackson Jr. I do think the question is not whether or not they will extend him. It's what will it equate to? You know, what will these next 4 to 5 years of Jaren look like? Will they be successful? Will the Grizzlies be able to take the step?
I mean, at one time we felt great about Porzingis.
Yes.
Now you don't. It all
comes down to injury, basically.
I mean, I think there are other – I don't think it's just as simple as him. I think that's a major part of it, probably the biggest part
is no problem.
But I think there are still questions about, look, his percentages as he's come back this year have not been good.
Oh, well, this year's been a mess, and you got to put some of that on front office.
Well,
okay.
I mean, that's all I got. That's all I got to work with, you know, is what he's done on the court. Maybe it'll be better starting tonight, you know. But you know, look, I think his rebounding is a question.
That's always been a question.
So can he really ever be? Yeah, you know, there are people out there who believe he's going to be a 25-point-a-night scorer. I wouldn't bet on that.
Think
you're foolish. Think you're out of your mind.
I'd love for it.
I think you're crazy.
The problem, he don't get to the line enough to be that much of a scorer because he's always floating outside. He's not getting hammered inside
elbow
and going to the free throw line 10, 12 times. That's never been his speed. He's never usually, you know, that's not what he's getting. Most free throw attempts he's averaged is basically 4, and that's this year. That's per game.
Yeah.
Like, he's not someone that gets those extra, you know, 8 to 10 points because he's going to the line so much. That's never his game, despite the, you know, how big he is. He's a floater, man. Does better out there on the perimeter
that
likes to work inside.
I think he's pretty gay.
Work from outside to inside more so than inside out.
Without Jaren starting right now, I do love Bane in the starting lineup. And I know people are going to go, why are you talking about Bane instead of Jaren? Listen, I get it. He's only averaging 9.5 points. He's a 6'5", 2 guard. But it's like Bane, his upside I love that player, and I love him in the starting lineup.
I like Bane as a role player right now. I don't like him as much in the starting lineup as much as you do, BC, because I don't, when he's been in the starting lineup, he hasn't performed as well. He's typically at his best coming off
Tuesday,
the bench, and it's
usually.
So early, and it's so easy for you to just shift Dylan down to the two right now. And
Dylan's playing great.
Maybe eventually, but I just still see Bane as sort of that specialist, really cut out
corner
coming
shooter.
Off your bench, instant offense, and maybe one day, because, I never thought Dylan Brooks would be this good a two-way player.
Yeah.
That you could plug in right there at the two and know that on both sides you're going to get a pretty consistent effort, especially now defensively. So Bane might become more than I'm seeing right now, but I just see him as ideal specialist off the bench right now. And certainly not ready for starting lineup right now because he's been so much better off the bench. When given those starting opportunities, hadn't been so good.
Yep.
It's a lot on him, on a young guy.
So, yes, that was in the New York Post by Mark Berman. Jaren is going to be a member of the Memphis Grizzlies for the foreseeable future. That's not really the question to me.
Knicks are thinking big, though, aren't they? Their writers clearly are.
They get a taste of
how we
success.
Get into the playoffs.
They clinched into the playoffs.
They're out of control.
It's been a while for them.
Yeah,
and you got to forgive them for that.
How many times?
Because it's been a while that they could dream this big.
Well, I mean, I need to remind you.
And that's what's happening. They're dreaming.
In the free agency of LeBron and KD and Kyrie.
They struck out on all.
Y'all's best free agent. Now, it worked.
That's going to change, though.
I don't know, man.
That's going to change.
I think the days of the Knicks, the world has just opened up now.
It's New York.
It's a bigger world. I know, but you don't have to go to New York to be a relevant player anymore. You know, it's not the only place where you can be marketed. You know, it's just you can do it on your own now. I think the world has changed a little bit in that way, you know.
My whole thing is how long before the Tibbs thing wears out? Because, yeah, sure, Derrick Rose loves him, Taj Gibson loves him, but after a while, Tibbs runs you so hard. Now, Derrick says he's changed, and he needs
– He's not killing these dudes.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
But Tibbs is rigid.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it by the way they play defense. I just want – does that last?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sure, it looked good first couple of years. Right? Does that last? Because I saw it. He wore my Bulls out. Like I said, he's got his fans. Taj, follow him around. Derek, follow him around. It might go well but he's had a tendency to wear on you just because how hard he goes. So I'd be interested to see for the long haul what that looks like. I love me some Julius Randle, though. That dude right there.
No, he's
one of the most consistent things in the NBA right now.
Now, I did see this. The CDC just released this information, and this may have, some implications here in Memphis. But the CDC has officially come out with some guidance where they said that fully vaccinated Americans do not have to wear masks anymore, in no matter the situation. You can return to life without masks.
I am so happy about this.
Now, there are exceptions, buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, homeless shelters. They said, look, we've got the data. You can go back to life without masks.
I'm laughing. Tony did chime in. He was listening. If the New York Knicks won, Jaren Jackson, take the money and run. This man here. Brad, you already out on Jaren, too? Stop. It's too early. He got something to prove. Sure, I'll give you all that.
Part of it was I didn't get to see him because we lost him all year long.
I'd trade him for Bradley Beal.
You expected to not have him for a significant portion
all
of time.
Year long.
Not that long.
I'd trade him for Bradley Beal. I would not just let him walk.
You put Jaren with BC?
I love that package. Package him
and
in there, too.
And you go get something big, saying?
Give him the Golden
State pick is good. Give him the Utah pick.
Yeah.
I am not diametrically opposed to that at all.
No, what are you getting? You're getting Beal and Ja?
Beal, Ja, Jonas. I mean.
Wow.
It's different.
So Dylan remained.
Dylan can stay.
Yeah. I like it.
Because of the two-way threat he's become.
And then you add a couple of good draft picks, right? I mean.
Bradley Beal is a scoring machine.
who
doesn't have to have the ball in his hands. You see what he's averaging with Westbrook dominating the ball.
Here's the thing. They wouldn't.
So that'd be Ja dominating the ball, and Beal would still get his.
Yes.
Like, he's proven he could do that.
Well, A, Bradley, I know he's going to be on the floor. B, he's scoring, leader, basically.
He's right there with Steph.
C.
And he's still young. Like, he's 27.
Right, 27, yeah.
Great.
They wouldn't win a championship with Bradley Beal, right? But they're
man, get up out of here. You're too early for that.
They're not. So if
they could still be elite pick and pop. They could be Stockton and Malone, possibly.
Man, you
but Malone rebounded,
I love having
Stockton
Beal.
Stockton and Malone.
Beal for Jaren and packages.
If Malone averaged, if he averaged four rebounds a game.
No, Jaren ain't going to do inside what Karl Malone does, but he can absolutely do outside what Karl Malone couldn't.
Karl Malone
on the popping outside.
Arguably, he's one of the greatest, big men of all time. Jaren is not in that conversation.
Dude, he does things other 7-footers don't do. There's still the possibility he could do it. I ain't telling you. I ain't promise you that. I'm promising you. I'm telling you, though, that they could be effective as a pick-and-roll combo like those two were, possibly if he can stay on the floor.
I'm not willing to go down this path with you.
Stop. No, because what you're doing is ridiculous. You're out on him today. You're trying to be out on it today and saying it's never going to work, which is ridiculous to do that.
I'm saying that I think—
That's ridiculous.
I think if
you're the guy that wanted
here,
to hold on to the core four forever.
It was fun.
You were willing to
go.
They
made playoffs.
Right. But all of a sudden, Jaren, a couple of years in, hadn't been able to prove, and you're done?
This is his third year.
Like, give me a break.
This is his third year.
That's fair. That part is fair. But you knew he was already going to be out for a significant portion of the season.
Didn't know it was going to be this long.
Well, a lot of that could be front office.
Right.
A lot of that was front office.
I'm not out on Jaren. I am not.
No, that's what it is. I think you made it clear that you
but
are.
But I do not subscribe to Jaren being a 25-point-a-night trend. You know,
nobody said it had to be
generational 25. Big man. I don't. That's where I do not.
You will not win it with those two as the. We've always said you're going to have a third piece. We've talked about whether Dylan's going to ever develop into that, or to that point you go out and trade. Nobody's ever talked until recently about you including Jaren in the package, because Jaren was always included in 1A, 1B.
Well, we did talk about Bradley Beal earlier
season. We've always said Dylan and Brandon Clark and all that kind of thing. We never put Jaren in there.
Yeah, we asked a question. There's a poll. We said, would you trade Jaren for Bradley Beal? We had that conversation on the show.
Just straight-up trade?
Yeah. I thought Dylan was the guy we had the mark on.
Number one, you ain't getting that, so that was a silly poll question.
The Wizards wouldn't do that.
That's a silly poll question because that's not happening.
If he was Carl Malone, the Wizards would jump at that. But he's not. There's still way too much for him to prove.
You're running too far with the Carl Malone comparison. I didn't say he's going to be Carl Malone. I said you could be effective in a pick and roll, much like Utah was back in the day, particularly with Jaren doing it more from the outside with Carl.
Do you think Jaren will be an All-Star?
It's going to be hard, especially if they're playing him at the five and all
right,
that stuff, if that's the franchise's plan for him and all that kind of stuff.
But I feel like
who's at the top right now.
Well, we think Ja will be an All-Star. When's he
passing up Jokic?
Ja's going to be an All-Star.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to put him at the five. Mm-hmm. No. I'm just talking about other bigs in the West.
Yeah.
Like, who's he going to be passing soon?
I mean, he could be a reserve. You know, I mean, you should certainly, if he is going to be that type of big, you should at least be able to be. Mark was a reserve. Z-Bo was a reserve.
Dude, if you give me a package with Bradley Beal and Washington will take it, I'll move off of it, dude. I ain't tied. Don't act like I'm not telling you I'm tied to him. What I'm telling you guys is you're too early on this. You know,
but that might be true.
You might end up feeling right, but you're a little bit too early, both of you.
Don't you have to be early on this kind of thing, though, if you're Memphis?
Yeah, because if you look up, you're too late, and then you can't get nothing for him. You know, I mean, again, this is not the conversation to have today. That I will give you.
I know there are people who think this is crazy.
He got to improve his value first.
We are probably 3 years too early.
Because his value hadn't helped that this season.
Right.
Like, you need him to go out there and play well if you're going to talk about that.
We're 3 years too early. But there will come a day when this conversation is relevant. And again, we're 3 years too early. But I do think this conversation will one day in the near term, in the next 2 to 3 years, it will rear its ugly head again.
You don't think by that time you've already tried to make a move, whether that's with a deal that's got Dylan
maybe
in it or whatever?
Years. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, or him or whatever. Like, by that time, haven't you tried to make a move, not just sitting, standing pat?
Well, it'll be fascinating to see how they play that.
3 years is a little long. I might go with two for you.
How they play that situation. But it's never a good sign when the rumblings are already starting now.
Oh, well, we know half of it's them dreaming, but
there could be something.
They got dad in the organization.
Somebody said something along the way. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said something to somebody, and that's
the whole thing about the whispers that they're kind of concerned. Can't you just pull that like as general knowledge?
Well,
because he
news,
hasn't played, anybody would be concerned about whether he's durable enough.
He printed it in the New York Post. I know it's not necessarily all the news is fit to print, but it got printed. So anyway, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins about
this.
Jeff
would trade him.
I think I know.
He ain't ready to do it today.
No,
I bet you that.
No, he's in the Jaren Consigliere. That's okay. There's no problem.
Oh, okay.
I know where his loyalty is today, but also he doesn't watch Bills games. You know, so it can change. And now all of a sudden he's talking trash to people on Twitter about the Bills. So it can change very quickly.
I mean, I got a Jaren Fathead, man. You tell me we named the turtle after Jaren. You tell me we send him to the Knicks?
I think y'all crowned him too early by naming the turtle after Jaren.
Dude, Fathead made a Jaren. You got to be special for Fathead to do it for you.
Dude, Derek Carr has a Fathead.
You can't get a John Martin Fathead.
I'm not a professional athlete.
You can't just be Conchar and get it then.
Derek Carr has a Fathead. Do you think he's a great player?
Derek Carr's had some good seasons. He's your best player.
No, he's not, dude.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, maybe.
Yeah. Henry Ruggs, according to you.
He will be.
I hope you're right. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cogg's going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View, or visit performanceplusscycles.com.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Keppel here, serial entrepreneur. I hired my first employee in 1988, but I interviewed poorly and didn't provide job training. So 6 hours after she started, I ushered the tearful employee out the door without even putting her on my payroll. Yes, I hired and fired my very first employee on the same day and broke my first payroll law. I was a terrible employer. Years later, I created Patriot Software to help employers with 1 to 100 employees not make mistakes with their payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Pew Research Center surveyed tens of thousands of Americans across this great nation. And the question was, who do you want? 89% of the response was our next guest, Jeff Calkins, sports columnist for the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff on demand. He joins us now. How does it feel to just be on demand all the time? It must be taxing.
It is taxing. Life is taxing. I feel like that bridge, I'll be honest, a little bit. I have a little bit of a hard time holding it together every single day, but I do my best, and, you know, and I'm still functioning.
Heavy is the head who wears the crown.
You got some cracks in you, Jeff?
I got a few cracks showing. I do have a few cracks showing, but...
When are you going to retire?
That's a good question.
Have you
That's
considered that? And could it be like as soon as like
Let
next
me ask
week?
You, when you hear about a, do you, when you think someone's, how old's your mother?
58.
She retired?
57, 58. No, she's not retired.
Right. Do you think, Mom, when are you retired? Do you think she's got enough money to stash?
Well, no, I know. Unfortunately, you know, I know my mom is not going to be able to retire. That's a sad fact of the average American life.
I don't think, honestly, I know you all like to paint me as freaking ancient and all that, but I don't think that most people think the average 59-year-old man is retiring.
You're 60.
I'm not 60. I'm 59, and I don't think the average 59-year-old man
it gets harassed. Gets harassed with such.
I just harassed about when he's freaking retiring. If I were an NFL quarterback, I could see you asking me that question. I mean, like, 59 is a little old for an NFL quarterback. Or if I were a underwear model, you know, also.
When do you turn 60, if you don't mind me asking?
You're an O'Call model.
I turn 60, and good point, Jason. I turn 60 in September.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're still.
Oh,
you're
you
still,
made him too
I'm
old.
Not, I'm not 60.
I apologize.
Years old, and I don't think at 59 you're on the verge of retirement. Well, I will say this: like, there are times I get sick of working as hard as I do. Like, you finish your radio show, John, and you go home, and you know what you do? You just put your toes up.
That's right.
Take put care your of toes up.
That's true.
And you count your money, what's left of it, and you, And then you come in the next day. I have to go home and do a column for the Daily Memphian tonight. I'll be writing about a Grizzlies game. And
yeah,
so
much
there are times that I'm like, why do I've been doing this for 25 years in Memphis. Why do I have to keep doing all of this, you know, at once? My kids are nearly through college. And so I may ultimately cut back some, you know, but right now, honestly, like on Thursday, I do 3 radio shows a day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the Daily Memphian needs you.
It's a lot.
So, no, you can't quit anytime.
But
there you go.
That is breaking news. Jeff Calkins contemplating cutting back.
Thank you for trying to push me out the freaking door, though.
No, I thought you were 60.
And you do have a much tougher job than us.
I thought you were 60. Yep. So I will save that conversation for September. So I greatly do regret the error here. On the show. I don't want to start like this.
Tom Brady and I are very similar in this way. Like, everyone's always trying to get us retired, trying to wonder when we're going to fall off the cliff.
Yes.
And you just keep winning and winning and winning.
Yeah, because you're dominating, man. You know, it's like, when is it going to end?
Now, will you be around like George was around, Jeff? You think you know?
No. Okay. Well, you know, George probably.
He stayed around. Because
he got this horrible idiopathic pulmonary, whatever it was, it took him too soon. George was probably, I don't know how old was he when he died. He was in his 70s, but probably 73. I can't imagine doing it, I'll be honest, at that point. But it's funny how it's changed. As John knows, I used to come in every day and say, I hate radio. I'd say that.
Oh, I've heard that story. Yeah, you didn't like it at one
time. And now I really... like, look forward. I really enjoy radio. And so.
Well, you got a new partner.
I can keep that. You make a good point. I got a new partner who takes the burden off. And so, I'm not after. But the load I'm carrying isn't nearly as heavy.
Was it, Jeff, was it that you didn't like radio as much early on, or was it just the load itself? And this would be the easier thing to let go of?
It was the load itself.
Okay.
It was honestly, John wasn't the scheduling machine that he is now. And so every day was like, who are we going to have tomorrow? At 8 o'clock, it was a panic. Like, it was a constant burden. And I didn't.
In fairness, I was 23 years old.
That's a high stress level.
And I honestly don't think that my natural skills, I'm a better writer than talker. I don't just, like, naturally think that I'm, you know, great at holding forth on spouting off on every million thing, everything in the world. So I was less comfortable with it. Now I've gotten very comfortable with spouting off on everything in the world. You know, ask me about engineering.
We can tell when we come in here.
Holding court.
Anything. I've laid out my reticence about being an expert on everything, and I just fire away recklessly.
Yeah.
like you're supposed to.
Every day, Jeff Calkins holds court.
Every day, fired away recklessly between 9 and 11.
I love the idea of just like, that's how you think of radio, just holding forth. Like, that's just.
But it's a different deal. Like, in you know this, in print, you work 8 hours for, you know, 750 words,
so
right?
True, so true.
You have to say 750 words before the first break easily in radio. And
it's just
a different deal. You get to craft every word, and you're focused tightly on one subject matter. With radio, it's every subject matter, and you're just blathering away.
But let's be clear about this. Radio is so much easier.
It's not even close. Writing is work. But now the truth is, and this is just true, this would be true whether I was working at the CA or whether I'm at the Daily Memphian, more people hear me than read me. And that used to be very much the opposite. It used to be 250,000 newspapers out there, and so many more people read me than heard me. Now, both publications are dramatically, you know, have less circulation than that.
Right.
And we have become the flamethrower of the Mid-South, dominating
ratings.
And so many more people hear me than read me.
Many more.
Plus now I can do live spots.
So
the riches are just pouring in.
That's exactly right. And if you're a business out there and you have not gotten with Jeff, he can do lives now.
Or any of us. Are any of us on 92.9? Yeah, we do real business for our customers. You see a difference in people start pouring in the door. That's why people start. That's a fact. They stay here for so long.
That is a fact. I mean, if you are a business owner in Memphis and you are not advertising on 92.9, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't want to talk about it too openly, but our ratings are just everyone. It turns out, everyone listens to 92.9. Like literally everybody listens to 92.9.
I mean, everybody.
You're missing out in a way that is kind of inexplicable if you're not with us already.
It's malpractice. You're exactly right. Okay, so I don't know how you feel about Mark Berman. Do you know Mark Berman?
Don't know Mark.
But you know of him.
I know the byline. He should probably retire too. He's probably been out there as long as I have.
100%. 100%. Well, he wrote today in the New York Post that the whispers in Memphis are that the Grizzlies are concerned and have doubts about Jaren Jackson Jr., mostly due to his durability. And he seemed to leave an opening for the fact that the Grizzlies would not offer an extension to Jaren Jackson Jr. as soon as they can. What do you make of that? Do you think that's just the Knicks fans tasting a little playoffs and a little success and getting drunk? Or do you think there might be something to that?
Oh, I mean, let's be honest. So I'm not – it's a very – anytime you start talking about whispers, you know, here's some magic words. Whispers, rumbling,
hearing,
scuttlebutt, hearing, you know, whatever. Like, that means I don't – there's no source. You didn't say a source close to the Grizzlies says, you know.
Right.
And so in terms of how in the as you rank the it's not the credibility, but how well sourced something is. It's like the most is on the record quote, right? And then the least is whisperings, rumblings, hearing, you know, don't be surprised if, or like that. It's just something that literally he heard. And so, listen, if the Grizzlies are concerned about his injury, so am I, right? So is everybody. The interesting thing, of course, is that it's the Knicks who really – practically every credible star signs their next deal, right? It's why you just don't worry about – everyone, when it comes along, they sign their rookie extension because they haven't been paid yet. And then it's before their next deal, they start – that's when that – you know, even Anthony Davis, it's the next – you know, you start thinking about when you're going to get out of here, right?
Yep.
And so – but except for one of the exceptions is Kristaps Porzingis. And the Knicks had Kristaps Porzingis, and they didn't want to give him the extension, and they ended up dealing him to Dallas because of injury issues. Sort of interesting because they're very similar, you know, very similar players. They're three-point shooting giant men, right? And so it's sort of interesting that they're suggesting that the Grizzlies could do it. I think it's highly, highly dubious that it would come to that. First of all, what you see is that, like, most of the things in the story, and this has been written about before, are about why Jaren might want to come to the Knicks, not why the Grizzlies might want to get rid of Jaren. It's like, oh, Jaren's dad is an assistant coach for the G League team, and he's familiar with the, you know, with the management of the Knicks, because one used to be his agent, you know, like that. And there's that kind of stuff. There's very little about why the Grizzlies wouldn't want Jaren Jackson Jr., except for, quote unquote, whispers. And, you know, the problem is, where are the Grizzlies going to get another player like Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Right.
It's in the end, unless you have a plan for replacing Jaren Jackson Jr. with a player with the upside of Jaren Jackson Jr., of course you offer him an extension. Like, you just, like, they can't, we already know they can't go out and get other players. Like, that's not something, they can't just go sign other players. Now they're good enough that they don't have high lottery picks anymore, it appears. So it will make absolutely no sense to let Jaren Jackson Jr. sort of walk out the door. And I don't think the Grizzlies are in the business of just letting assets disappear. So I would find it highly, highly unlikely that it would unfold the way that Mark Berman is, sounds like, hoping, honestly. Like, you know, and, yeah, so, and again, I'm not trying to trash Mark Berman. I don't know one way or another. Sure. But he himself signaled that the story is not very particularly well-sourced when he puts in whispers, and he knows that.
Has your confidence in him wavered at all, Jeff? Because I was just hearing it from my partner and Brad Carson in terms of their confidence level in Jaren. Becoming what we've all sort of hoped and wished for, you know, second most important piece, whatever. Has it wavered at all with, you know, based on, it's hard to say it right this year because the sample size is so small, but it does seem like naturally more people are coming around on, well, maybe he ain't the guy. I don't know. Where are you at today, Jeff? He's still the guy, right?
Injury. Yeah, to me, the bet on Jaren was always, like, he was not a dynamic, impactful college player, right?
Right.
The bet was always on this skill set, a guy this big who could block shots, run the floor, shoot threes at the rate he does, is a skill set that will someday coalesce into production. And we've seen some of that, but the whole damn thing has been derailed by injuries. To me, he doesn't look injured at all. So if he were limping around out there, then I'd be, ooh, this isn't going to be good. But the truth of the matter is, the only thing that appears to be wrong with Jaren Jackson Jr. is stuff that's totally attributable to rust. It's his shot's been off, and his defensive, you know, presence, yeah, and impact. But he moves like a guy who's, you know, he has all the things are still there as to why you drafted him and believed in him to begin with. It's just you would have liked to see more progress, but it's not like he's been out there and we haven't seen the progress. We haven't seen the progress because he hasn't been out there. And so, sure, he's the biggest question mark of in terms of how good this team can be at this point, because I think we're established that Ja's going to be really good. But I still think he's a worthwhile bet that he will be a effective NBA player and a, you know, I would bet he's going to go to, if you gave me an over under all Jaren Jackson Jr. on 1.5 All-Star games, I might take the over. I think I'll take the over.
No, you take the under, man.
It's tough,
sorry,
in the West.
Don't tell me what I'm doing. Like,
no, you take the under. You're taking the under.
But don't tell me what I'm doing.
You're taking.
I'm taking the over. But then again, I'm a born optimist.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. You're nice to say
that. I'm a born optimist.
It's awfully early for John to be coming to this conclusion.
The guy is freaking 21 years old.
He's 21, man.
I said Lonzo Ball was not going to make an All-Star game after his first summer league game, and I was right. Dude,
Jury's out on that too. If Lonzo Ball doesn't, it's like he's made great strides, and he's going to be a valuable restricted free agent this year.
Exactly.
And to some extent, with Lonzo, it's because he may not, but partly it's because there's a million great point guards. It's not the same with Jaren. Like, Jaren might make the All-Star game as a 5, you know? Like, and that's a hell of a lot easier as a 4 or 5.
Well, when you got Gobert and Jokic, I mean,
that's the issue there.
So that's why you need to say that he's not going to make the All-Star team more than once.
If someone's going to break their foot, and that's the year he's going to make his as a 5.
I'm with you, Jeff. I still believe.
It's not as cluttered up with superstars.
I hope he does. I really do. I hope he's awesome.
You're a hater. You say
no. I hope he's every bit the
rooting against.
No, I'm not.
You nailed it, Jeff.
No, I'm not. I hope he is every bit the player you think he is.
You just Rudy and Jason was right on that.
I don't invest any energy in Lonzo Ball.
If he goes to the East, everything can change.
You do.
No.
You do. But here's the truth. You want Boogie to be great and Lonzo to stink because your reputation is out there Boogie. And you've said one is going to great and one is going
to
stink.
Boogie is great. I don't have to sit here and wonder.
Get ready for the USC updates, Jeff. You're
invested in being right that you then therefore
– No, I am desperately invested in you retiring. That is what I am worried about.
It's a hateful way to go through life.
He's got you nailed, John.
No, he does not have
me nailed. He knows you so well.
I have no investment at all in whether or not
– I do know him very well. Yeah, I had to work with him for a while.
You don't know me. You don't know me. You just think you do. You don't know me. I will ask you this, though, because it just came out before you came on the show, and you know where I am. I'm basically an anti-masker at this point, but only because I'm vaccinated. The CDC has now come out with official guidance, and they have said that if you are vaccinated, you no longer have to wear masks, indoors, outdoors, whatever. What do you think of that?
Beautiful. I'm happy.
Progress.
I love that.
Well, take your mask off, then. You're wearing one of the world's biggest masks.
I'm driving around with impunity. I'll still obey because I'm a good citizen. If Kroger asks me to wear a mask, I'll still. But I presume what was going to happen is that, and here's what has happened: as we've learned things, and the health people have made experts, our rules and regulations have changed and morphed to fit what we know. And so my suspicion is that. We will continue the regulations in Memphis will continue to be updated consistent with the CDC regulations. It won't happen immediately, but that's where we're headed. And I personally, I've never been a big fan of wearing. I have a face that's
it's
prettier
a
than
beautiful
a mask,
face.
And so I don't want to be wearing a mask. I find them uncomfortable and unpleasant. I don't like wearing a mask. I do it because I'm a good American citizen.
Jeff Grizz going to win tonight, right? Right? Because we expect
Who the
them
hell
to?
Knows?
That's where
hell
I'm at.
Knows?
Yeah.
Who
they can
the
just
hell
as easily
knows?
Lose. I know, I'm with you.
I presume they will because I think they're going to be deeply invested, and this is an original thought, in getting some rest, right?
Absolutely.
I do think they will. They understand the stakes here, and so I think they will be deeply invested in getting some rest. So, yes, I do believe they will win tonight. The Kings have been good, even though the Kings have been injured.
Yep.
Like, the Kings have been good. And so, given the Grizzlies' history, I'll bet that Durant's going to make 2 All-Star games, but I'm not going to bet on the Grizzlies beating Sacramento. I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Jeff, congrats on a great career, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
He is Jeff Calkins, joins us every single Thursday here.
Why are you pushing him out?
I do this every quarter, don't I? There's because it's just, it is amazing. You look up and it's like, Jeff is about to be 60 years old. He's been doing this since 1996 in Memphis. Like, it's a hell of a run he's on. I mean that honestly. Like,
he has to do another 20 for the sequel to the book.
That's true. He does have to do another 20 years in Memphis. And they could be the most fruitful 20 years in Memphis sports yet. They could. So you got to stick around.
That could include an NBA title.
Well,
I know of you. You'd still have Mark and Z-Bo and those guys here. But, with what they're doing now, it could.
Okay, we'll come back, wrap it up here on a Thursday. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
I can pop a beer in here, right?
Your cousin from Boston.
This here is Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's my go-to beer. Not too heavy, not too... Oh, boy. That's... Whoopsie-daisy. Oh, no. Is there somebody that can help come on in the room? It poured right in the keyboard. Relax. I spill beer on my computer all the time. Sam Adams Boston Lager. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Drink responsibly.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty. You're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Keppel here, serial entrepreneur. I hired my first employee in 1988, but I interviewed poorly and didn't provide job training. So 6 hours after she started, I ushered the tearful employee out the door without even putting her on my payroll. Yes, I hired and fired my very first employee on the same day and broke my first payroll law. I was a terrible employer. Years later, I created Patriot Software to help employers with 1 to 100 employees not make mistakes with their payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com, andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Blue Note Juke Joint, if it's time for a drink, you know that's my recommendation. Tastes great, smoother than smooth and bolder than the Blues. Hopefully you have something to celebrate tonight as the Grizzlies wrap up what would be a meaningful game against the Warriors. On Sunday, I plan to have that drink ready for when that happens. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can go, and it tastes great. It's made right here in Memphis, crafted right here in Memphis. It is a Memphis drink, and it looks great sitting on your bar, too. The bottle looks great. It's the bottle with the blue label and the guitar. Absolutely must have on your bar if you're here in Memphis. You can get it wherever your favorite liquors are sold. And it's just $29.99. That's the best part about it. It's affordable. It tastes great. What are you waiting for? Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky.
but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis Group. RE/MAX Experts looking to buy or sell your home. That's the team you need to list with, because they're going to help you. They're going to be there for you in your time of need. And look, this is a market where you need help navigate. And trust me when I tell you that. Don't do this yourself. It ain't the time. Don't do that. Get with the Live Love Memphis team, whether you're on the buying or selling side. Help you get top dollar for your home if you're selling. Help you find the home of your dreams. If you are buying, email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
They've been rocking with us for over 2 years now, I believe. Maybe as much as 2.5. Certainly appreciate them for that. 5 days a week, you're hearing about Live Love. And certainly appreciate them. But not just that. We did it because it's personal experience, too. Right? They helped sell my home 2.5 years ago. Now, I was out in Raleigh, a different situation. I thought I wouldn't be able to get out of that home. Jennifer said, you're wrong. Jennifer Carstensen, that is. She said, you're wrong. Here's what you're going to put into it. Here's what you're going to get for it, and I'll be danged if that's not what happened. She got it sold in 6 days. Now, she's going to sell yours a lot faster in this market, and you're going to make a lot more money, guys, in this market. But you want to maximize what you can make, right? Anybody can sell your home right now because homes sell like hotcakes everywhere. That's the market. But you can't. The right price that you can get. You want to maximize, like I said, call them up. 410-8818. Again, 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
I did see that the pipeline, update on the pipeline situation there, the Colonial Pipeline.
I was able to get gas this morning.
They did, the report is that they did pay the hackers $5 million.
The government did, or?
I think it was the pipeline.
The pipeline people did.
Yeah, the pipeline, yep.
Wow.
Which, that's a very lucrative business. If you're a hacker.
It seemed like they could have got more. Seemed like they sold themselves a little short.
Yeah. Maybe they could have gotten 10.
5 million?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
This doesn't go as far as it used to, does it?
If that's awful. The company paying that, they got over. I mean, the company got up. 5 million is that's an easy ticket for them.
Right.
I'd charge 10, 20.
Exactly. Well,
I had it shut down.
Hey, if you're out here in Memphis, like, you don't have to worry. Stop panic buying. Stop being stupid.
Bro, I haven't seen. Have you seen that?
I mean, I have seen. Yeah,
when I've stopped for gas, I've had an easy time.
The gas station by my house, Hacks Cross in Winchester, it was out. You know, so
I've seen some out, but I had an easy time today over Kroger.
Everybody relax. It's going to be just fine. Stop panic buying. That's going to do it for us today on the show. Grizz Kings tonight. You can hear it right here on 92.9 FM ESP. And thanks to our guests who joined us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Lee Ellis for hopping on the show today. Gino and Jeff, you're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for the road and earn 2 times the fuel points when you shop Thursdays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
What do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. Zero fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Exclude sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds. Everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider.